mention that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first allow me to go inside. Remember, nowadays when we go to the Ghari Thawr, we are able to, we don't even have to sit down, in fact. We can, you know, kneel down and we can easily get through. We can easily get into the cave, and we are also able to read any cycles of prayer. We are able to read Nawafil in the cave, my dear viewers. Why? Because it is quite big. You can even go and sit on the side also. There's a large amount of space. In fact, there's so much space that we can hold approximately 7, 8 to 10 people in that cave alone, my dear viewers. This is how big it is in this day and age. But undoubtedly, 1400 years ago, it was not as big. You see, when more people go to a place, then gradually they are taking, you can say, sand, or they're taking earth out of that place. Hence, it gets bigger. So this cave has now become bigger. But in them days, it was not so big. It was just big enough for both Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go towards or within that cave, my dear viewers. Now, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he said, look, Ya Rasulullah, first allow me to go there, because there could be some sort of creature within there who could bring harm to us. So I will go face that creature first. So he goes in there, he clears it out, you can say, he cleans it up, he prepares as much as possible, as much as he can, in order for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come in. He sees that there are holes within the walls, or within the rocks, my dear viewers. And with what piece of cloth he has, he fills those holes. It said that he runs out of cloth, and there is one hole which remains, and that one hole he places his heel or his blessed foot to in that hole in order to cover it. And then he welcomes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes to sleep and rests for a while. And when he rests on the blessed knee of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his own blessed head on the lap of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, when he did this, is one famous incident which mentions that whilst they were sleeping, what happened is there was a snake which came through that one hole in which Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu had placed his foot to cover. And this snake, it bit Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu felt the severe pain, but he did not react to it, my dear viewers. Meaning he remained settled, he remained composed. But what happened was, due to the severity of the pain, although he did not move, although he did not scream out or shout out, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sleeping, he said that tears began to well from his eyes. And one of these tears, or possibly more, they landed on the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this had awoken Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, O Abu Bakr, what is the matter? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied that this is what's happened. It's a snake has bitten my foot, and it's a poisonous snake. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another narration, now, why have you not told me earlier? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, because I did not wish to disturb you in your sleep. I did not wish to wake you up, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each and every time he answers Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Fidaka abi wa ummi. He says that may my father and my mother be sacrificed for you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places some of his lu'ab dahan, meaning some of his blessed saliva, on the wound of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala an. And immediately this was cured. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.